One high, one high, one high holiday, the very first day of the year, the little Matty Groves to the church did go, some holy words to hear. Some ladies all dressed in black as they came into view, but Arling's wife was gaily clad, the flower of the few. Well, she tripped up to the little Matty Groves, her eyes so low cast down. Oh pray, come with me, stay as you pass through the town. I can't not go, I must not go, I fear 'twould cost my life. For I see by that little ring that you wear, you are Lord Arling's wife. This may be false, this may be true, I can't deny it all. But Arling's gone to consecrate King Henry of Whitehall. Oh pray, come with me, stay, I'll hide thee out of sight. And I'll serve you there beyond compare. Pretty page did listen well to all that they did say, and ere the sun did rise again, he quickly sped away. Oh, he did run the king's highway, he swam across the tide, he ne'er did stop until he'd come to the great Lord Arling's side. What news, me bodie boy, what news bring you to me? My castle's burned, my tenant's wrong, my lady with baby. Oh, no harm has come, your house and lands, the little page did say. But Matty Groves is bedded up with your fair lady gay. If this be false, Lord Arling cried, as I take it to be, I'll raise a scaffold tower high, and hanged you shall be. Said it is false. If it's false as it can be, you needn't raise a scaffold up, but hang me to a tree. Now Lord Arling called his merry men, he bade them with him go, and he bound them ne'er a word to say and ne'er a horn to blow. But among Lord Arling's merry men were those who wished no ill. The bravest one, he blew a blast so loud, so shrill. what's this, cried the little Matty Groves, a horn so loud, so clear. It's only Arling's merry men, the ones that I do fear. Lie down, said Arling's wife, and keep my back from cold. It's only my father's horn a-calling his sheep to fold. So the little Matty Groves, he did lie down, he took a nap asleep. And when he woke, Lord Arling was a-standing at his feet. How now, Lord Arling cried, how do you like my sheets? How do you like my new wedded wife, what lies in your arms asleep? very well, do I like your bed. Very well, do I like your sheets. But best of all, your fair lady gay, what lies but ain't asleep? Put on, put on, put on man's clothes as fast as e'er you can. In England it shall ne'er be said I slewed a naked man. Oh, I can't not rise, I dare not rise, I feared 'twould cost my life. For you have got two bitter swords, and I ain't got a knife. I know I have two bitter swords, they cost me deep in my purse. But you shall have the bestest one, and I shall take the worst. Now the first to stroke, little Matty struck, it hurt Lord Arling sore. But the next to stroke, Lord Arling struck, little Matty struck no more. rise up, my gay young wife. Draw on your pretty clothes and tell me, do you like me best, or like you Mattie Groves? Oh, she lifted Mattie's dying face, she kissed from cheek to chin. It's Mattie Groves I'd rather have than Arling and all his kin. Well, he took her by the lily white hand, and he led her through the hall, and with his bitter sword he cut off her head, and he stole it again the wall. Oh, woe is me, my merry men, why stayed you not my hand? For here I've killed the fairest foe.